Just after the end of World War II, in September 1945, a new literary magazine appeared in Paris. It was called Le Temps Moderne, Modern Times, a name borrowed from the title of a Charlie Chaplin movie. Its editors were a group of young French writers committed to social critique and reform. These writers faced a country humiliated in war, compromised and demoralized after 4 years of occupation, and without respected intellectual leadership. But they sensed a revolutionary opportunity. They thought it was time to produce a new kind of literature and criticism, what they called an engaged literature. The moving spirit and editor-in-chief of the new magazine was a 40-year-old philosopher, teacher, novelist, and playwright named Jean-Paul Sartre. In the first issue, Sartre spoke for himself and all his associates.
Our intention is to work together to produce certain changes in the society that surrounds us. By that, we do not understand a change within the soul. We happily leave instruction of the soul to authors with a specialized clientele. For us, who, without being materialists, have never distinguished the soul from the body, and who know only an indivisible reality, human reality, we ally ourselves with those who wish to change both man's social condition and the conception he has of himself.
Sartre was already known to his countrymen. He'd published a number of philosophical books and one well-regarded novel before World War II. His huge philosophical treatise, Being and Nothingness, begun while he was a prisoner of war, had appeared in 1943. And he'd produced a number of successful plays during the war, notably The Flies and No Exit. Sartre was one of a number of well-known writers, including André Malraux and Albert Camus, who'd been active in the resistance against the Germans and thus commanded broad public respect. All these men were committed to making a political difference in the post-war world, and each would have a formidable influence on French thought and life.